From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Anthony Scaramucci, a former hedge fund manager, is the new White House communication chief, and Sean Spicer, the press secretary and acting communications director, has now resigned. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, immediately named by Scaramucci as Spicer's successor. President Trump's legal advisors are said to be looking into possible conflicts of interest within special counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team that could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into Russian election meddling. VOA White House correspondent Peter Heinlein has that story.
The New York Times reports Trump aides are conducting wide-ranging checks into the professional and political ties of the team Mueller has assembled for his Russia probe. The checks are said to be in preparation for what is described as a looming showdown between the president and Mueller. The Trump team is said to be scrutinizing everything from donations to Democratic Party candidates by investigators to the personal relationship between Mueller and former FBI Chief James Comey, whom Trump fired. A member of Trump's outside legal team, Jay Sekulow, said the lawyers will consistently evaluate the issue of conflicts and raise them in the appropriate venue, even complaining to Mueller directly if needed. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the White House.
The Washington Post reporting that Russia's ambassador to the U.S. told his supervisors in Moscow that he discussed campaign-related matters with Attorney General Jeff Sessions last year during the presidential election season, contrary to what Sessions has said. Sessions said in his February confirmation hearing before the Senate that he did not recall having any contact with Russian officials while acting as Mr. Trump's foreign policy advisor last year. This is VOA News. Israeli officials say three Israelis died and one more wounded when a Palestinian broke into a home in a West Bank settlement and stabbed the inhabitants while they were eating dinner. Two of the victims died Friday soon after the attack in an area north of Ramallah. Another victim died later in the day. The assailant was shot by Israeli police and is hospitalized in Israel. He has been identified as 20-year-old Omar El-Abed, his brother also arrested. A U.S. counterinsurgency airstrike has mistakenly killed at least 15 Afghan security forces, confirmed an Afghan Defense Ministry Saturday. The deadly strike came after a Taliban suicide car bomb attack destroyed the same post just before the insurgents carried out their assault. Taliban sources, meanwhile, claim that one of the three bombers who carried out the suicide attack was the son of a fugitive chief of the Islamist insurgency. An al-Qaeda suspect accused of supporting terrorists made his initial appearance in a U.S. federal court in Philadelphia Friday following his extradition from Spain. Ali Sharif Damash was indicted in 2011 in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania on charges that he aided terrorism, including a plan to kill a Swedish artist who depicted the Prophet Muhammad as a dog. Authorities believe Damash conspired with an American woman who was known as Jihad Jane to recruit people to carry out terror attacks in Europe and Asia. Damash, who was known online as Black Flag, is the first foreigner brought to the United States to face terrorism charges under the Trump administration. President Trump Saturday commissioned the USS Gerald R. Ford, a nearly $13 billion warship, after 3 years of delays and billions of dollars in cost overruns. When he delivered the keynote address at a ceremony in the southeastern coastal city of Norfolk, Virginia, the new carrier will be the flagship of the new class of supercarriers, the first new class in 40 years and most expensive warships ever built. The president said the power of this ship will send a message.
Wherever this vessel cuts through the horizon, our allies will rest easy and our enemies will shake with fear, because everyone will know that America is coming, and America is coming strong.
The ship will have a lifespan of 50 years and its nuclear power plant will allow it to operate for 20 years without a need to refuel. The Republican push to craft a health care bill to replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, hit another stumbling block Friday. The Senate parliamentarian is reported to have decided Republicans would need 60 votes to keep anti-abortion provisions in the bill, something they do not want and something Democrats won't allow. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.